Open the heaven, open the heaven, oh God, we pray. Open the heaven, oh God, tonight. Open the heaven, open the heaven, oh God, we pray. Open the heaven, oh God, tonight. Open the heaven, open the heaven, open the heaven, bam, bam, bam. Open the heaven, open the heaven, open the heaven, melekabaran. Open the heaven, open the heaven, open the heaven. Oyana, open the heaven, open the heaven, open the heaven. Mayana, open the heaven, open the heaven, open the heaven. Open the heaven, open the heaven, open the heaven. In this month, God, we open the heaven over your life, over your family as we have prayed this morning. Father, we are grateful for all these marvelous testimonies. We have returned this morning to say thank you. Thank you, thank you for preserving your daughter. We are grateful. We are grateful for diverse visitation from yesterday's prayer meeting. We are grateful for the heavens that have been opened again on this day too. We return the glory for answers to our prayer. Lord, we give you glory this morning. We give you honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Ancient of Days, we cannot thank you enough, but this morning we have come to say thank you. On this day too, please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Lord, Lord, for answering our prayer from yesterday, we are yet persuaded that all the prayer that have been offered in thy ear this morning, you have answered them all. And we thank you because we know before we gather again this evening for Bible study, testimonies will begin to flow in to the glory and honor of your name in the name of Jesus. On this day too, our eyes is unto you. Lord, as the eyes of the maiden look to our mistress, and as the eyes of the servant looks to his master, our eyes look unto you. Lord, cause your face to shine upon each one of us in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory for open heaven. In Jesus' powerful name, we have prayed. And people of God, we shout a big amen.
Amen.
We are going to pray for a few minutes. Turn your Bible with me to the book of Exodus. Exodus. This is in line with the series that God has been taking us through. And we are looking at the blessings of honoring God. And the one we look at is you will be honored by God. We stop at that when you honor God, God sets you on high above all nations, if you remember, if you take note. And also when you honor God, something happens to your life in the book of Exodus chapter 13, Exodus 13. So we'll read that verse, just one verse. And then that will form our prayer this morning as we set out on this glorious day. I want you to expect great things from the Lord today. I want you to expect great things from the Lord today. Expect great things. Now, Exodus, we are going to mute our devices. We are going to mute our devices. And we'll read Exodus 13, verse 22 together. That's one of the things you get from when you honor God. When God invites you to come and pray, and you pray, and you come for prayer meeting, you are honoring God. When God invites you to fast and pray, and you fast and you pray, you are honoring God. When God says, oh, give your offering, your tithe, whatever seed, you are honoring God. When God says, follow up with souls, do evangelism, and you do it, you are honoring God. So as we honor God, what do we get in return? It's in Exodus 13, verse 22. So let's submit our devices together as we read and then pray and get set for the glory of God. One, two, go. He took Lot
away the pillar of the cloud by
night,
the pillar of the fire by night, before the people.
That is the assurance of his presence that gives them light, that gives them direction. You are going to pray and say, in the name of Jesus, this month, I will not walk in darkness. In the name of Jesus, in this month, I will not lack direction. Lord, order my step. Lord, I will not lack direction in the name of Jesus. That symbolizes the presence of God. The presence of God was there to give them light in the night, and it was a cloud by the day. Say, Lord, as I set out on this day too, in the name of Jesus, I go with the understanding of your word that you are with me as a pillar of cloud by the day and as a pillar of fire by the night. In the name of Jesus, on this day too, as I set out in the name of Jesus, I will not walk in darkness. In the name of that, I mean, God is saying, I am going ahead of you. That is what is simply me. He said, on this day, I am going ahead of you. I am going ahead of you, say, Lord, on this day, as I said, I will not walk in darkness. On this day, too, I will experience open doors. I will experience open heaven. The light of God, the glory of the Lord will bring it to power in the name of Jesus. Now begin to express your expectation for today, wherever you may be. Begin to tell him what you want him to do today. Tell him what you desire, what your petitions are. Maybe you are standing in the gap for your own self. Maybe for your family, maybe for a friend, maybe for a neighbor, maybe for your own spouse, maybe for your children. Say, Father, today, that same light, the same divine covering, the same protection that the children of Israel enjoyed while they left the land of Egypt. As we go out today, let it be over my family. Let it be over a member of my household, anywhere they may be, all over the world. In the name of Jesus, is somebody praying this morning? Say, Lord, as I set out, divine covering my portion, in the name of Jesus, on this day too, let doors be opened unto me, doors of favor, doors of help, doors to serve you the more, doors to bring you glory, divine covering our portion in the name of Jesus, there shall be no loss. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. What do you want God to do for you? Just begin to tell him this morning, mute your devices, pour out your heart. Are you here this morning? You are not born again. I want to know that Jesus loves you. Jesus cares for you. Not only did he care for you, in fact, one of our songs says, no one cares for me like you do, Jesus. No one fought for me like you do, Jesus. No one knows my name like you do, Jesus. You are good, you are kind, you are good, you are kind. You are good, you are kind, you are good, you are kind. No one cares for me like you do, Jesus. No one fought for me like you do, Jesus. No one knows my name like you do, Jesus. You are good, you are kind, you are good. Now all these songs are bettered out of experience. I want you to know that Jesus loves you. You are here this morning, you are not born again. Jesus is the only one who can care for you. No human being on earth can care for the way Jesus will care for you. No human being on earth can fight for you. People will fight for their own interest, but Jesus will fight for you. No one can, can preserve your life like Jesus will do. So you are here, you are not born again. I want to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you this morning a sinner. Please forgive me my sin. Write my name in the book of life in Jesus' name. Lord, as many that have prayed this prayer, please forgive them their sins. Write their name in the book of life in Jesus' name. I have prayed. Amen. Now take the next 1 or 2 minutes and pour out your heart unto God. What do you see God doing in your life today? Today is day 2 of the open door, and we have Bible study today as well. Say, Lord, by the time we gather this evening, let my mind be filled with praises, even to the glory and honor of your name, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now begin to give him the glory for he has answered your prayer. Begin to thank him for he has answered your prayer. Our God is good and his mercy endureth forever. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now I want you to stretch forth your hand. If you are sick in your body or you woke up very tired physically, I want you to know that the power of God will rest upon you. We have heard people's testimony. Yours is next. All you need to do is very simple. Just believe. Believe what you're hearing. Believe the word of God. Believe the word of God's servant. That's why the Bible said, blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be what? Performance of the things that were told her of the Lord. So stretch forth your hand. If you are sick, lay that hand and know that by faith, the power of God will touch you. Father, in the name of Jesus, this morning, I want to thank you again for this blessed morning. Thank you for gathering us together. Thank you for all the prayers that have been offered. Thank you for your word this morning. Lord, you have opened our eyes to see that you were with the people of Israel as a pillar of cloud by the day and as a pillar of fire by the night. That assures us of divine covering, divine protection, direction. This morning, I pray, as your children set out today, let unusual doors that will bring glory and honor to your name, let it be open to everyone. Let it be open to families, to individuals. In the name of Jesus, those involved in business, let it be open unto them. In the name of Jesus, those of us involved in God's work, let it be open unto us as well. Those in school, let it be involved. Let the heavens be open unto them. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for as many of your sons and daughters who might be sick physically, Lord, and spiritually, now be healed in the name of Jesus. I command that pain to go and never to return again in the name of Jesus. I remember the testimony of one of our sisters. It was in one of our services. The Lord says, the last time you ever saw that symptom, that evil symptom, that will be the last time. She believed it, and she later testified that, yes, it was for her, and that was the last time she saw that evil symptom. So I pray for you again this morning. The last time you ever see that sickness, that will be the last time you ever see it in the name of Jesus. Amen. By the time we return in the evening, you will have testimony, and the glory will go back to God. In Jesus' most powerful name, we have prayed. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Give it to your neighbor. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and your household in Jesus' name. God bless you. Brother Divine,